USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During a surprise visit to Afghanistan, Defense Secretary Mark Esper told reporters the American troops leaving northeastern Syria will be going to western Iraq. He said he will leave it to the diplomats.
The aim is to still get a peace agreement at some point, a political agreement. That's the best way forward. And I'll leave the State Department to comment on where things stand.
But the troops are not returning to the U.S., as the president tweeted. Three soldiers were killed and three were injured during training in Fort Stewart, Georgia. Three other soldiers were hurt in the accident. One remains hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Two were treated and released. The incident falls on the heels of other deadly accidents for the military. In June, at West Point Military Academy, a vehicle training exercise killed one cadet and injured 21 others. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
New Orleans demolition crews set off several controlled explosions to get rid of two broken construction cranes at the site of an 18-story hotel which collapsed more than a week ago. WWL reporter Cherise Gibson.
They wanted this to sort of make an A and to fold into each other. That is not what we see happening right here. While they are folding, one is collapsing one way on Rampart, the other hanging over Canal Street.
The fire chief says the cranes fell exactly as expected. The next goal is to retrieve the bodies of two people. Another was recovered earlier. It was the 20th consecutive weekend of pro-democracy demonstrations in Hong Kong. The demonstrations were not approved by the police, who used tear gas and water cannons to disperse them. The protesters had set up roadblocks, tossed firebombs, and targeted shops whose owners they believed had ties to mainland China. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
If you're heading to the theater this weekend, chances are it's all about Halloween.
There are many who prey on the innocent. I'm sure your kind would agree.
If I didn't know better, I'd say you were making a threat.
Well, do you?
Do I what?
Know better.
Coming in at number one, grossing $36 million, it's Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, with Angelina Jolie. Number two, another evil villain, the Joker, at $29 million. Zombieland, Double Tap, it's the remake of Zombieland with Woody Harrelson once again, grossing $26 million. Number four, the always scary Addams Family with Charlize Theron at $16 million. Number five, Gemini Man with Will Smith at $8.5 million. The Cute Little Monster, Abominable, is at number six with $3.5 million. The Not Scary at All, Downton Abbey, is at number seven with $3.1 million. Number eight and number nine are ties. Judy with Renee Zellweger, about Judy Garland, at 2.1. And right about the same, 2.1, is Hustlers at number nine with Jennifer Lopez. And the scariest of them all at number 10, Stephen King's It Chapter 2, with $1.5 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.